Nancy.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to the Computer Guys. I'm Dave.
And I'm Kevin, and we're the Computer Guys here from Macatawa Technologies for the next, 26 minutes to answer all your computer and technology-related questions. That's right, only 26 minutes, so call early.
It's a short one today, same as usual, but the quality will be there like always, right, Kev?
Exactly. Top-notch quality.
That's right. Best you can get for entertainment between 8:30 and 9 on a Saturday morning, hopefully.
Better than cartoons.
That's right. Well, give us a call, 395-1450, because we'd like to hear from you, and we'd like to help you out if you've got some computer questions. I'd like to think that we're pretty good at answering them over the air.
That's right. I would like you to give us a call. Otherwise, send us an email, computerguys@whtc.com. We'll be checking that throughout the show as well as throughout the week. So if you're at your computer having a problem, send us an email. Again, it's computerguys@whtc.com.
And, Kev, as much as I'd like to check that email, it's not working right now.
Well, so, you better fix that.
Well, there's nothing I could do. Their internet connection's working.
Nothing you guys can do. You're the computer guys.
Well, I know, but it's not something that we have access to fix.
Mail server problem?
Yeah, mail server.
Oh, I see you got my email.
Yeah, well, that was from last week. So.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, Kev, it's been another week, and some things have happened, and we'll talk about those.
That's right. A few things have happened. Nothing
to get too excited
too
about.
Major. No.
No, just another week in technology.
That's right. An average week.
Although, it wasn't average because Microsoft did say that Vista is still on time.
They did say that.
So that's, unusual considering they always tell us how their new operating system that's coming out is being delayed and being delayed.
But they did say, and this was out of the Gates mouth himself, said if it's not ready, if for some reason they don't stand behind it, they're not going to release it. So one party said, yep, it'll be out by January. Another party said, hey, it's only going to be out by January if it's right.
Really?
So, yep. Well, I got some details on that.
Oh, you have a little news story?
Yeah, let me find it.
I think Vista was supposed to launch in, 2005? 2004? I mean, it's been being postponed for a long time, so.
You know what? I don't know where I just read that.
Maybe it was on the internet.
No, it was before I got.
I read it on the web this morning on my phone.
Yeah. I did read it, though, and that's what they said. So Microsoft is also working on something to take down the iPod. They've been rivals in the computer software arena for years. Now Microsoft and Apple are getting ready to do battle in another field. Entertainment and music products, Microsoft has confirmed what has been whispered about for some time now, that it's working on products that are expected to compete with Apple's iPod and iTunes music service. Microsoft says the first of its hardware and software products will be available this year under the name Zune. That's with a Z. Microsoft isn't providing more details beyond a brief statement issued last week.
You know, I think they're way too late for this.
Think so?
But, at the same time, when Microsoft puts out hardware, now their mice, their keyboards, or all those other things, they're usually pretty good.
They are. But the question is, what is there with the iPod that you really want to improve on? Because it's pretty well laid out.
I don't know. I think the graphical interface looks like it's about 1985. It looks like you could play Pong on there.
It's functional, though.
Yeah, I know.
You get to where you need to go, nicer. You get there quickly.
Yeah.
That's important. You know, when you want to get to a song, boom, it's there.
See, neither of us have an iPod, so we can't really speak to
it. My brother has one. I've used quite a few of them, so.
Well, I mean, I've used it before, too, but yeah. I don't know. It's just been one of those things that I haven't wanted enough to spend, $200 or $300 bucks on.
Yep. I'd agree. But, I don't know. We'll see what they come up with.
But, you got to admit, though, Microsoft's hardware is pretty good.
Yeah.
The mice, keyboards, everything.
I think if they put their money into a flash based, they'll still do okay because I think that's the expanding market.
Instead of a hard drive based.
Yeah, the hard drive based, those are going to go. It's the battery life issue. It's the battery life, the sensitivity, the lifespan of a hard drive based player. Flash memory, once we're getting up to 6, 8, 10 gigs and beyond, that's when we're really going to get interested. So,
yeah, that would be pretty
Microsoft,
cool.
If you're listening, That's my recommendation.
I don't think well, you never know. Maybe he subscribes to our podcast iTunes.
Yeah, that would be nice. If you're out there, Bill, and you're listening, just send us an email, computerguys@whcc.com. Now, understand that we won't be able to check that today because for some reason the mail server's not working here.
Just checked it again. It's not working here, Kip.
But when they get it fixed, hopefully that email will be waiting for us.
That's right. Well, so anyway, so Vista, I still want to get back to that, though, Kev. I'm anticipating that. I don't want to try the beta yet. Mostly because I don't have a computer that would run really well on.
We could run it on the one up front. I bumped it up so we could run it on there.
Well, maybe we'll have to give that a try.
We just haven't had time.
And that's the other thing. I haven't had time to think about it. I did try out the new Internet Explorer this week. Internet Explorer version 7. It's in a release. Anybody can download it. It's not the final version yet, but it's pretty cool. It has fewer buttons to confuse you on there, which I like. You know, Microsoft's really going with this new thing with the new Office and then the new Internet Explorer. Fewer buttons, you know.
Yep,
just put on there what you need, you know, especially with Office. You know how they've got so many options there? Trying to simplify.
That's crazy. Way too many toolbars.
So they're thinking that's what they're trying to do. And it has tabbed browsing, which I think you will enjoy, Kev.
I love it. I absolutely love it. If you're someone who likes to open a lot of windows, you're going to love tab browsing.
I think Microsoft's drawing a lot of their inspiration from the Macintosh OS 10 version, though.
Everything.
Like, there's a spot where you can do your tabs and, like, little thumbnails to sort of see what all your web pages are that you have open.
Well, you know, they've always been the source of insight to the other. So,
where's Apple stealing it from? That's
mostly
the question.
One way. Maybe they stole one or two ideas, but I don't know.
Well, you got to wonder where Apple's stealing it from.
Yeah. Probably getting it from somebody we haven't heard of yet. But MySpace, if you're a MySpace user, you may have noticed that the site was down for a little while. And they are blaming that on power problems in the L.A. area for a pair of extended outages over the weekend. This would have been last weekend. In a message to the online social networking community, company co-founder and president Tom Anderson says the site has been screwy, that's in quotes, since Saturday. Visitors to the site were given the opportunity to play Pac-Man while waiting for their personal profile pages to come up. That's kind of a good little idea. So you're waiting, you're sitting there waiting. Might as well play some Pac-Man anyway.
A little Pac-Man.
Sure.
There you go.
It's classic.
Now, hey, Kev, did you check your email this morning?
No, I didn't.
Okay. We'll have to play this on the show next week, but I just want to...
I could check it right now.
Announce, well... You could, but we'll have to set it up somehow with the studio here, and I'm not exactly sure. It's an audio clip of a guy, tech support from Microsoft from India, who left a voicemail on a customer's answering machine, voicemail to try and help him out with some problems.
Really?
You can't even understand anything he's saying.
I could just play it right through the speaker.
Well, we'll play it next week, and we can maybe hook it in directly.
There we go.
But just to... alert our listeners to that. It is pretty hilarious. My dad played a little bit of that for me yesterday. And he was
How long is
about
it?
Just a minute.
Just a minute.
But it starts out and you can kind of understand him and then it's just...
Goes downhill from there.
No idea what he's... I don't even think he's... It's not even complete sentences. It's pretty funny.
Wow.
So anyway, I just wanted to let you know about that.
Interesting. Very interesting.
But yeah, if you're listening, if you've got a question, 395-1450. It's the summertime. It means the kids are probably out there and using the computer while... The parents are away or staying at the grandparents' house, and you may have noticed some new little pop-ups or your computer's running a little slower these days.
It's true. It could be. Could just be a little slower, a little sluggish.
Yep. It's the summertime. It's that
it's
time
the
when the kids are.
It's not what the problem is.
Doesn't
the computer is not affected by humidity.
Well,
it is, sort of, but it doesn't make it lazy like it makes us.
That's right. So if you've been noticing your computer's got a little problem, a little pop-up, something... some new web pages are loading you've never seen before, and automatically could be a little case of spyware.
Could be.
Now, we used to recommend, Kev, two programs, SpyBot and AdAware. Remember when our radio show, this is about a year and a half ago, all we talked about probably, every week was spyware. Everybody. Pop-ups and everything.
That's true. It's kind of come under control.
It's a lot better than it used to be, but it's still not there.
Not perfect.
No.
Those programs, they're still good.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think we found that there's probably a better program out there.
And that program, Kev?
Is?
Spy Sweeper.
That's right. Spy Sweeper, it's an active program, meaning it runs all the time when your system is running. And essentially, it's just a better program. It's more effective at getting rid of spyware and adware in a single pass.
Not perfect.
Not perfect, and I would say, even if you have it, use the other programs.
Yep.
Because they all seem to catch something that the other one doesn't. Maybe they have an agreement to keep each other in business.
You would think so. You would think that spyware would look at the competition and say, what are they finding that we're not?
Let's add that.
You would think.
But no, they don't.
They don't. I don't know. And kinda so crazy. Anyway, you can get adware to run as well if you pay for it.
That's
It'll
true.
Run with a computer, but it doesn't pick up nearly as much as Spy Sweeper does.
And I don't think anything else gets rid of as much with a single scan as Spy Sweeper does. It really does a pretty good job of going through and getting almost everything on one pass. And it does a pretty good job running in normal mode, too.
When you need to run a scan, you can open it up. It keeps itself up to date, much like Norton or McAfee or any one of those other programs, which is nice. Got to appreciate that.
That is true.
So anyway, I just wanted to make a pitch for any parents or any computer users out there who have been using these programs that we recommended, the free ones, which are still good, but don't quite offer the same level of protection. Suddenly you found that adware is still, you scan it, and it still doesn't get everything.
Yep, and we do, you know, that is something we do sell at our office, so if you're interested, we do sell them, install that, so get you up and running and protected.
There we go, Kev. Well, let's go ahead and go to the phone lines for a caller here. Good morning, Dave. You're on with the computer guys.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, how you doing, Dave?
Good. I have a Spy Sweeper on my computer, and it seems like on startup and even sometimes on shutdown, it'll take a while. It's not as quick. It's slower. It seems like my computer is slower with that on. Is that on all the time, or is that something that I can just run at my discretion? Well,
it does run all the time with your computer. You can disable it from running all the time, although we wouldn't recommend that.
If you have a lot of problems with spyware, I would say let it run all the time. If it's an occasional thing, if you really don't have a big problem with spyware, you can disable the constant or the active protection and just run it as you see fit.
Okay, and is it also necessary to run the other spywares along with it, like the adware and what's the other one?
Spybot, yeah. Right? Yeah. I would recommend it just because, like we were saying, they all pick up different things.
But you don't have to run it all that often. You know, the times where you'd want to run it would be if you run a scan with Spy Sweeper and it finds a lot of stuff. If it finds it, then I would say, you know what, go ahead and run a pass with the other two programs as well.
Okay. Well, thank you for your information.
Sure. Good luck, Dave. Hopefully that helps you out a little bit. Yep, it does slow the computer down a little bit. It doesn't slow it down like some other programs, like McAfee on startup.
Or Internet Security.
Or Internet Security.
Those things will kill it. But it will slow it down a little bit because it is active protection, meaning it does use some system resources when it runs. So, you know, and the active protection is really, if you need it, if you have problems, if you've had problems in the past, you probably want to leave active protection on.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, too. I tell people, you know, well, how often should we run a manual scan? Well, do you have teenagers? Probably going to want to do it more often than if it's just, you know.
If it's just you once a month, once every 2 months, when you have an issue, that's when you'd run it. But, you know, honestly, I don't run any of those. Do you?
Well, no, because the only sites I go to are,
exactly.
I know that they're safe. So.
Yeah, so is it absolutely necessary?
No. And... If you want to avoid spyware, don't install programs that give you free music or free movies.
Or free anything. There's always a catch.
The catch is it will be free, but your computer will not run at all.
Nope. It'll run and it'll do all kinds of other stuff in the background that you don't even know is going on.
And it's all in that little agreement that everybody clicks I agree to without reading.
Because it's 8 pages long.
Well, more than that usually.
Yeah.
So
you don't want to read that.
I think it keeps generating text as you scroll down.
Just random stuff.
Yeah, it just gets
makes
longer.
Makes up gibberish.
And so anyway, those, you know, if you stay away from those downloading programs. Now, if you're paying for like iTunes, not a problem.
No, that's legit.
The Napster that's out now, it's not a problem.
Most of the time, if you pay for a song, it's not a problem. It's if it, you know, you try and get something for free.
Yep.
That's what they get you.
Not like the good old days of downloading whatever, whenever you wanted.
Yep. Everything was free. Everything was safe. You didn't really have to worry about viruses with anything. So.
Oh, man. Now who knows what you're getting? You'll download a movie and it'll end up being a virus or who knows what.
Yep. It's very true.
And it's tough to stop a lot of those viruses, too.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the downloading, Kazaa, however you want to say it.
You know, I think it's Kazaa, but I like to say Kazaa.
They've gone straight.
Well, they had to pay a lot of money, too.
I know. It was once one of the outlaws of the music world, but now it's gone legit. The company behind Kazaa is redesigning its file sharing program to block customers who try to find and download copyrighted music and movies. In addition, the firm will start offering licensed downloads for a price. Price is undisclosed. And to top it off, it has agreed to pay more than, okay, here it is, here's the price tag, $115 million in penalties to leading companies making up the recording and movie industries. Charmin Networks has been involved in a long-term copyright dispute with the entertainment industry. Record and movie makers spent millions suing Charmin Networks and its customers in an effort to end the illegal swapping of digital copies of songs and movies.
Well, Kev, here's one other thing that I want to talk about, too. Which is, I get a little worked up talking about people, you know, the music industry and everything else. But this one is pretty exciting. Google Michigan. Silicon Valley is setting up camp in Michigan. Governor Granholm says internet search leader Google plans to open a new facility in the Ann Arbor area. She says Granholm says the California company plans to hire 1,000 workers over the next 5 years, creating 1,200 indirect jobs as well. Google co-founder Larry Page is an East Lansing native and University of Michigan graduate. I didn't know he was from East Lansing. How could he be a trader and go down the road to Ann Arbor?
I don't know, man. Maybe they make him an offer he couldn't refuse.
How could you do that?
No, it's tough.
Anyway, let's go ahead and take this phone call here. Good morning, Karen. You're on with the computer guys.
Yeah, I have a question. When I go and Google something and I find the site that I'm interested in looking at the information, and then there's always the links off to the right that seem more like, you know, advertising. If I click on any of those sites, am I opening myself up to get, you know, lots more spam by doing that?
Not usually. I actually really like the Google ads because they're usually related to what I'm trying to find.
Okay.
And you're right, though. They are ads. Mm-hmm. They're paid links, basically. The companies who are sponsoring those are paying for them to be there. But they do try and associate themselves with whatever you've just done a search for, so they're not random. If you typed in computers, you'd end up with things that have to do with computers. If you typed in dogs, with dogs. Mm-hmm. So, and most of those are legit, so you don't really have to worry about following those links.
Right, because they have to pay to be on there.
Okay.
So,
and one other question. Every day I get so many of these, you know, alerts about the stock market, and they come in under some totally, you know, other title. What can I do to just get rid of those? I always delete them. Does anybody keep track of what's deleted so they don't send me anymore, or is there anything I could do at my end?
Well, the best way, unfortunately, is to set up a spam filter.
Okay.
And depending on who your internet provider is, you can either have it filtered on their end. For instance, if you have AT&T DSL, they've got some pretty nice filtering built in. Kev, you have more experience with that than I do.
Yeah, they do. Basically, anything through SBC, now AT&T, their DSL, by default has a junk mail filter built in. Now, the one problem with this junk mail filter is you don't see the messages that get filtered out unless you log into their webmail.
I see.
So that's an option if you have that. The other option is to buy a spam program. If you use Outlook or Outlook Express, anything from Norton or McAfee will integrate itself with that and give you spam protection.
Okay.
And so that way, what it does is it basically just delivers it to a little spam box, and then you can go check those messages from there to make sure it didn't get anything that you really wanted to see.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for your call.
Bye.
And if you have some problems setting that up, that's something that we could always help you out with.
Yep. Or if you're buying a new computer and you're, you know, dealing with the whole spam issue, if you wanted to get Outlook 2003, it has a built-in junk mail filter, and it actually does a really good job.
Yep. You gotta update it, too.
You do need to update it, and they do release, you know, junk mail filter updates, and they have a couple different options of setting it low or high or even, you know, whitelist only. But, it does a good job.
But Kev, Google Michigan, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. How many jobs? 1,000?
They said 1,000 workers over the next 5 years.
Maybe we should go see it.
Man, I think, you know, it's just, and it's going to be a lot of the jobs there will be related to their advertising. I think it's the Google Ads part. Is that?
Is that really?
Yep. But still, that's pretty cool, though.
That is pretty cool.
Setting up in Ann Arbor there. Ann Arbor is becoming quite a little hotspot for businesses and development.
And it is true. That's what they're going for. That's what Granholm's going for.
The funny thing is, about a year ago, a friend of mine who is from the University of Michigan, lives in Holland, predicted, he said, Google will set up shop in Ann Arbor.
Really?
And sure enough.
There must have been some interest expressed early on.
It could be. But it wasn't talked about, really, that I knew of. I mean, it was a little bit. But
he was on the inside.
There was always a little speculation. Yeah. But anyway, I think that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Now we can say Google in Ann Arbor, Magatile Technologies in Holland.
Exactly. We got the state covered. What more
we don't really compete with them, so.
No, we don't. We like them, though.
Although, you know what I think I want to do? I want to go over there and tell them to update their Google Maps. The satellite pictures?
Out of date.
You can go to
I don't think they can, though.
They buy new ones.
Yeah, but I think...
My friend Mike is a friend who works at Google, and he told them, and where he was in Africa, the Gambia has higher quality resolution pictures than Holland, Michigan.
Yeah, but how much of that is a security issue? Because I thought that was a big issue for the United
States.
You
can zoom right in on the White House and they just like cut the top off of it, you know, whited it out.
I don't know.
What's the security threat now? And there is
I
none.
Don't know.
They're going to attack Windmill Island?
Yeah, exactly. They're going to attack your house.
If they wanted to attack my house, they could. Just look it up.
Yeah.
Look it up. Public records. Anyway, so, which, by the way, here's a cool site for our listeners to go to. Two of them, actually. One on the City of Holland's website. You go to cityofholland.com, and you can go to, you have to click on live. There's a little button up there. It says, like, work, live, play. You go to live, and you can click on assessing, and you can search all the records for property and who owns what property and everything else, and find out tax records and taxes paid.
It's all public information.
Complaints. It is so much fun.
Yeah, I looked you up. Been spending some time.
I looked you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you find?
I don't know, but the guy who lived in my house before me had a lot of complaints against them.
Oh.
Long yard, abandoned cars in the driveway.
Maybe I'll check that out.
Yeah, City of Holland. Otherwise, I always search for this next one because it doesn't have an easy address to find. But if you search for Ottawa County GIS, Ottawa County GIS, you can zoom in and click on all these properties. Both of them have like sort of satellite pictures that you can zoom around and check out, and you can find out, you know.
It
even tells you what you paid for your house.
Well, there you go.
It tells right on there. It's all public information.
It's crazy.
It's a lot of fun.
You can check that out. Find out what your neighbors are up to.
See who hasn't been paying their taxes.
That's right.
You go knock on the door and tell them to get with the
pay
program.
Your taxes.
Get with the program.
Okay, you go to the live, and then what do you do? What's it under? Assessing?
Assessing. You have to look for the button that says assessing. And then
there we go. It's right at the top.
Yep. And then it'll launch, I think, another little window on there.
Property and tax data. Then you have to hit the agree button.
Yeah, and it's free. You log in as an anonymous user. It says right on there.
Yep. Very cool.
Isn't that cool? And you can search by name, by address.
Nice. So, yeah, it's all out there. It's probably going to be better if you have a high-speed internet connection.
Yeah, you won't want to do that on a dial-up. But no. I just thought I'd tell our listeners, cityofholland.com, click on live and then assessing, and then you could find all that information.
That's right.
And then the fun thing is I think the link under building and departments is the spot that has the complaints, like long grass, unmowed, rubbish in the yard.
Really?
Abandoned cars. Oh, yeah. You should see my house. If
okay,
you look
so
it up,
you do that, and then you look up by... address?
You can do address or owner name.
Wow. That's funny.
Yeah. I showed Carl that the other day. He was amazed.
Yeah. Yeah. You think about this and you're like, wow, that's a lot of information. That's
it's
out
a little
there.
Slow sometimes, but if you've got a high-speed internet connection, City of Holland is actually a really cool website. They redesigned that maybe a year ago.
Yep.
Cityofholland.com. It's pretty sweet. So that's my website tip of the week. And now our show is pretty much over. We just a few seconds.
Wow.
Did you look up your house real quick?
I did. I'm looking at it. It shows you previous owners.
Yep. All the sale prices.
Interesting.
Yeah. All on there for fun.
Cool stuff. Well, anyway, Yeah, that's a whole nother week. Look at that. Gone. Time gone. What do we have? 26 minutes to start with. Poof. Just like that. So if we weren't able to take a call, give us a call during the week. Our office number is 394-4940. Again, we are from Macatawa Technologies. We're located on the south side of Holland, 833 Maple Avenue. That's the corner of 34th and Maple.
That's right. Well, if you emailed us this week, we'll check it next week. But computer guys at WHCC, and thanks to everybody who called. Next week, we'll have our... See if we can get that audio of the...
Yeah, that little clip. We'll do that. So we can stay tuned for that next week, and we'll have something fun for you.
There we go. Well, thanks, everybody, and have a great week.
Thanks for listening to another hour of the Holland area's news and information station, 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.